Yemen's unilateral movement says that it will stop drone and missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and its allies to prove its goodwill. In a statement, the movement announced it is getting ready for a broader ceasefire if the Saudi-led coalition is also seeking peace. It added that Nasrallah has taken the decision at the request of the United Nations Special Envoy to accelerate peace talks. Saudi aggression on Yemen began in March 2015. More than 15,000 people, mostly civilians, have died. Nasir Shakir, journalist and commentator, joins us. First of all, when it comes to the ceasefire, news indicates that it was the Nasrallah fighters and the movement in general that are yielding to this, but it wasn't. But that's really not the case. We know that at this point, Saudi Arabia and its coalition have come out empty-handed in this war, which has claimed the lives of over 15,000 people. Do you see a opportunity here or a chance for a ceasefire to hold and then to have a political process take shape?
Well, the Supreme Leader, the chief of the Supreme Revolutionary Committee announced later Sunday the heart of the Palestinian missile strikes and drone attacks on Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in response to a request by the UN envoy for Yemen. So the chief of the committee, and I quote what he said in the statement, he said, "We announced the halt of the firing Palestinian missiles and drones on Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to drop any justification for their continuing aggression or blockade, and we are ready to stop all other military operations." So he also added that we are ready to go to Sweden for peace talks, and I think this statement came. This statement came one day before Yemenis took to a street to commemorate the Prophet Muhammad's birthday, where majority of the Yemenis will commemorate this in major cities and including the Yemeni capital, especially tomorrow morning. And this statement shows the goodwill of the Sana'a to enter to negotiation. To peace talks to end this war, and it is Riyadh and Abu Dhabi turns to show their goodwill to halt hostilities and the conflict on the war in Yemen by lifting the blockade air, sea and land blockade. I believe this declaration is an irredeemable chance for the Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to halt the aggression in Yemen and to enter in a serious peace talks, at least to save to book a safe saving to get out of the war in Yemen.
The problem with the talks and everything that may follow is the fact that this coalition, headed by Saudi Arabia, is seeking to reinstate Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi, who doesn't have support, I'm guessing. I'm thinking. You tell us, of course, your thoughts. I mean, here you have just their intention to reinstate him. If that's going to be the case, why should the talks take place if the end game for them is to reinstate Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi?
This is not true. They want the apparent claim of this is to reinstate Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi, but they should know that Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi is no longer a president. He's an outgoing. He was elected in one-man election in an undemocratic way, and he was elected as one president, as one-man election. And GCC initiative that incited that Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi should be elected as one man election for 2 years, that is from 21st of February to 21st February of 2014. So he is an outgoing president, and we know that the Yemeni constitution cites that if the Yemeni president stays out of the country for more than 20 months, he is no longer legitimate president, and the parliament should announce or should appoint a president for 2 months and call for an election. So Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi is now for more than 4 years out of Yemen, so he's no longer a legitimate president upon the Yemeni constitution, and also he's an outgoing president due to the GCC initiative.
Thank you so much for that. Naseh Shaker, journalist and commentator, talking to us there live from Sana'a.